वंदेहं श्रीगुरु.
The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. 17th chapter, text number 1, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 4th of July, 1974, in Melbourne, Australia.
जय राधा माधव पुण्यविहारी जय राधा माधव पुण्यविहारी
Jai
Radha Madhava.
सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी को वाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव बिंद की जय रामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद से अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त श्री राधा कृष्ण गौ गोपनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोधन की जय वृंदावन धाम की जय नवदीप धाम की जय स्वामी भक्त बिंद की जय ऑल ग्लोरी All glory to the Asamal. All glory to the Asamal. Thank you very much.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Arjuna Vasa.
Arjuna Vasa.
Ji.
Ji.
Sasvidhim.
Sasvidhim.
Usvijya.
Usvijya.
Jajante.
Jajante.
Sadhyannita.
Sadhyannita.
Tisham.
Tisham.
Nishtha.
Nishtha.
Tu.
Tu.
का
कृष्णा
सप्तम आहो रजस तमा जी शास्त्र विधि मुत्सृज्य जजन्ति सद्भयान्विता तेषां निष्ठा तु का कृष्ण सप्तम आहो रजस्तम जीषास्त्र विधि मुत्सृज्य जजन्ति सद्भयान्विता तेषां निष्ठा तु का कृष्ण सत्तम माह रजस्तम श्री भगवान उवाच
त्रिविधा
भवति सद्या श्रीविधा भवति श्रद्धा देहिनां स्वभावजा सात्विकी राजसी चैव तामसी चेति तां श्रृणु। श्रीविधा भवति श्रद्धा देहिनां स्वभावजा सात्विकी राजसी चैव तामसी चेति तां श्रृणु। श्री भगवान वाच। त्रिविधा भवति सद्या देहिनां स्वभावजा सात्विकी राजसी चैव तामसी चेति तास्नु। सत्तानुरूपा सर्वस्य श्रद्धा भवति भारत श्रद्धामयोऽयं पुरुषः जो जत् श्रद्धा स एव स। अर्जुन उवाच, मीन्स अर्जुन इन्क्वायर्ड फ्रॉम कृष्ण, कृष्ण इज टीचर एंड अर्जुन इज स्टूडेंट। So, this is the process of spiritual advancement as it is indicated in the Vedas, tad-vijñānārtham. Tad-vijñānārtham means to understand the transcendental science. Gurum eva avigacche. One must take shelter of Guru. It cannot be manufactured. Those who manufacture the method of understanding transcendental science, they are not bona fide. We have already discussed many times that Shastra-vidhi, Guru means one who teaches the regulative principle from Shastra, from authorized scripture, that is Guru. Guru cannot be anyone. Acharya. Acharya means one who knows the regulative principle or direction in the Shastra. He practically behaves in terms of the Shastra regulative principle and teaches his student also in the same way. He is called Acharya. Achinati the Shastra. He knows the purpose of Shastra. He behaves himself according to the terms of the Shastra and he teaches his disciple in the same term, evam parampara prata. This is the process. So, Arjuna is asking that there are many who actually do not follow the principles of Shastra, but they have got some faith. Then what is the result of such mentality? Ji Shastra-vidhi utsrijya, not following the Shastra-vidhi, the regulative principle mentioned in the Shastra, jajante sadhyanita. They also make one guru or incarnation or this or that. There are so many going on. So, what is the result of such activity? This is a very important question. Because there are so many pseudo, so-called gurus, they do not know what is Shastra, neither they follow the principle. Still, they gather some people and the world is full with such not bona fide gathering, but they have got faith in their so-called guru, somewhere others, so-called meditation. These things are going on. So what is the result of this? It is a very important question. Yashastra vidhim ustrijya. Jajanti sadhyan. But they have got faith. faith is there, but misguided. Tishang nishtha tuka Krishna. Krishna, that their faith, that blind faith, how it is to be defined? What will be the result? Tishang nishtha tuka Krishna. Now, whether it is faith in satogon, or faith in rajogon, or faith in tamogon. Because without coming to the platform of satogon, nobody can advance in spiritual life. That is a fact. Just like nobody is allowed to enter the law college unless he is graduate. This restriction is there. What will understand? Law. He must be a graduate. So similarly, first of all, one has to come to the platform of satogun. Then spiritual knowledge begins. Because spiritual knowledge is above satogun. Above satogun. So satogun is the best quality. When one brain is clear and he can see things as they are, no hazy understanding, but clear understanding, the satogun is the qualification of Brahman. There are three gunas we should always remember. The material nature is working under three gunas, three divisions. Just like the example is that the fire, the smoke, and the wood. Wood, there is fire. Everyone knows that from wood fire will come out. And when you ignite wood, there is smoke, first of all. And then the flame of the comes out. So one may say, they are saying like that. That after all, from it is wood. So there is fire, there is smoke, and there is no smoke, it is wood. It is all one. No. Although it is one, still you require the flame, not the smoke, neither the wood. If you want to work, then now I have got the wood. My work is finished. No. From the wood, when you get fire, flame, then you can work. You can cook, you can get heat, you can get light, so many things. That is required, not that. Because I've got the wood, I've got everything. This is raskalda. You have to ignite fire, blazing fire, flame. And that is sattva. Therefore, in our society, we first of all try to reform the fallen soul, or must infect a materially person to reform, come to the stage of flame. Because without being flame, you cannot work. It is not possible. It is a very practical example. We want flame. Just like yoga. Yoga, we perform fire sacrifice. But we want to see there is flame, not smoke. Or the same thing. You cannot be satisfied. Now there is smoke, it is all right. There is fire. Without there being fire, there cannot be smoke. Parvato manivan dhumam. When there is smoke, one can understand there is fire. Even it is far away. When there is forest fire, people understand when the smoke is coming from the forest, they can immediately understand. There is forest fire. So smoke is although indication of the fire, but it is not fire. So similarly, so-called meditation, so-called spiritualism, some concocted idea, there is some touch of spiritual life, but that is not spiritual life. One should understand. That is not spiritual life. It is called abhas. Abhas means just like day, sunlight, full sunlight. But early in the morning, you cannot see the sun, but there is light, there is no darkness. So, similarly, Arjuna's inquiry is very nice, that one who is not following the Shastra Vidhi, the direction of the Shastra, but has got some faith, some vague idea, then what will be considered? Devuchatan as Satagun or Rajagun or Tamagun? Krishna, now this is a very important question. And Krishna, it is not said Krishna said, it is said, it is mentioned here, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Krishna may be taken by low grade person as an ordinary human being, as it is done sometimes. Big, big scholars, big, big philosophers, they also become bewildered. Just in India, there is a party called Arya Samaji. They accept Krishna as a very big person, but not God. Not God. There is some mistake sometimes. Abhijanam timangamurha. Those who are rascals, they sometimes take me as ordinary human being. That is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. He is Supreme Personality of God. When there is an authority, judgment is required. We find in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. That means you cannot defy this judgment. Bhagavan, because the Supreme Personality of Godhead is speaking. There is final, no argument, no commentation. This is the meaning of Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Similarly, after this inquiry, Bhagavan Uvacha. But Krishna was there, has purposefully written here, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Bhagavan the Supreme Person, the ultimate. Bhagavan means the ultimate. Just like in some country, there is Supreme Court. So when the judgment is given by the Supreme Court, that is final. And when it was monarchy, the order given by the king, that is final. No more question. Similarly, when it is mentioned, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, that means it is final. No more argument, no more logic. Logic is there, argument is there, but it's final. No waste of time anymore. The first utterance, order, or statement, or judgment is given by the Supreme Lord, and if that is followed through the disciplic chain, that is real understanding, real knowledge. First of all, we are very minute part and parcel of Bhagavan, moving vāṅsa. So, according to our position, we have got our knowledge, we have got our understanding proportionately, just like fire, big fire and a small spot fire. Both of them are fire. But you cannot compare this small fragment of fire with the big fire. There is not the big ocean and a small drop of water from the ocean. Because the taste of the small drop of ocean is the same, the Mayavadi philosophers, they conclude that I am the same. But they have no common sense that the small drop of water, although the quality is the same, it is very small. So, our knowledge is therefore imperfect. Although we are qualitatively one with God, still, being very small quantity, our power, our knowledge, our understanding, everything is proportionately small. You must first of all understand that we are simultaneously one and different. One means qualitatively one. A small particle of gold, you can call it gold, but it is not the gold mine. This is called Dvaitabhad or Dvaitabhad. The rascals, they think, because I am gold, I am as good as gold mine. No, that's not. Gold mine is very big, powerful, immense value. So, we should not forget this. Therefore it is said, now, Trivida bhavati sadhya. This sadhya, this faith, Krishna said, there are three kinds. Trivida bhavati sadhya. Trivida bhavati sadhya dehinam sa svabhavaja. Dehina, always remember, dehina means the possessor, the owner of this body. Therefore, the owner is different from the body. Those who are under the conception that there is no owner, that the body is everything, they are less than tamogo. They are actually animals. They have been described as animals. Those who are thinking, like the dog, that I am this body, the dog is also thinking, I am this body, and a man is also thinking, I am this body, then where is the difference between the dog and the man? When man comes to the understanding that I am not this body, I am soul, then knowledge begins. Before that, he is ignorant like anyone. Jashyatma buddhi unapriti dhatuji. Now, to come to the real knowledge, real platform of knowledge, the cultivation is required. So cultivation is required. Suppose somebody has said the same example, that there is fire in the wood. So if you simply remain satisfied with the wood, there is fire. And that is called tomo, not developed. Again, when there is smoke, that is another platform. But when one appreciates the flames, that is satomo. Therefore, Krishna says here, Trivida bhavati sadhya dehinam sa svabhava. If one is cultivating his life like hogs and cats and dogs, the behavior is also like that, and remaining in that position, so his faith and one who is advanced, who is worshipping deity and having three times birth, and chanting mantras, Hare Krishna, they are not required. That is not possible. Because one is situated in the sattva-guna, and the other is situated in tamo-guna. Although the tamo-gunas, the persons who are in the darkness of knowledge, they have got their faith. It is not that they have no faith, they have got faith. But that faith is in the lowest status of life. That faith will not help him for spiritual realization. Therefore, Krishna said, Trivida bhavati sadhya dehina sa svabhavaja. Svabhavaja means natural. Because his body is not yet purified. Therefore, he remains in the status of tamaguna or ignorance. Trivida bhavati sadhya dehina sa svabhavaja. Therefore, we have to change. Just like a man diseased, he can be changed into a healthy person, provided it follows the medical rules and regulations, takes medicine, diet, and that is possible. So, if one does not follow these rules and regulations, he remains diseased. It is not that we have become now free, we can talk nonsensically and we can behave like nonsense, still we are advanced. That is not possible. Sattviki rajasi chaiva tamasi cheti tam srinu. How? What are the symptoms to know that one is situated in the satogon, or one is situated in the rajogon, or one is situated in tamo? By the symptoms. The symptoms are also mentioned. The satogon means Brahman. Sattva-guna in Brahmana, their symptoms are mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. Everything is there, characteristic. You have to taste it. Just like the chemistry, there is analytical step, whether it is pure or not. So every chemical has got characteristics. Its color, its formation, its taste, so many things. Those are chemists, they know how to taste. So when the characteristic and the taste of the chemical is found, it is yes, it is according to the standard, then it is accepted as a pure chemical and it can be used for the purpose. And if it is adulterated, everything, we are cooking food. If the ghee is pure, the taste is different. If the ghee is impure, the taste is different. And if it is not ghee at all, oil, the taste is different. It is like that. So people are being controlled by the three kinds of material nature, and if they do not follow the Shastric injunction, then he will concoct, he will create something according to his position, either in the tamagun or rajagun or sattvagun. But if those superficially doing something in the tamagun, he will not be successful. He is going on conducting himself under the influence of the same modes of nature, material nature, which he has naturally adopted from his birth. We have discussed all this in his birth, that sadasat janma, joni janma, karanam gunasangas. Everyone is getting a particular type of body. So one may say, this body is very nice, this body is not so nice, and this body is very good. So why it is so? Because according to the association of the material nature. After all, the living entity falls down from the spiritual world, just like Joy Vijay. There is possibility, if you do not stick to the spiritual principle, even if you are in Vaikuntha, you will fall down. What to speak of this material world? Because in the Vaikuntha or in the spiritual world, no contaminated soul can stay there. You will fall down. Now when the spirit soul falls down, just like Jai Vijay, Jai Vijay became Asura. They fell down from Vaikuntha. But they become asuras under the circumstances. That is mentioned because of Bhagava. The Kashyap Rishi, his wife, she was very lusty during the sandhya. Just at the point of evening, the day is passing. So she wanted sex with her husband. He said, no. This is not the time. This is not the time. But she was so lusty, she obliged the husband to have sex life with her. And the result was, two asuras was born. We have to take so much care. According to the time, according to the circumstances, therefore the Vedic principle has got garbhadhan sanskar. To beget a child, it requires also reformation, time, mentality, situation. So, not like cats and dogs. So, creating the background very nicely, satogor, they will be getting child. That child will come, some great man, some great devotee. So, everything has got the material relationship, how to do it. That is shastra. You do it, but follow the Shastric injunction. So the Shastric injunction so far is concerned, as it is said here, that is Shastriki, Rajasi, Tamasi. The example is, just like the same fire spark is falling down from the blazing fire. You have seen the sparks. There are sparks, fire sparks with the blazing fire. Now, the sparks sometimes fall down outside the fire. Take the fire as spiritual world, and the spark is in the spiritual world within the fire, but sometimes it falls down. Now, when it falls down, it comes in the material world. Now, what kind of fall down is? Now, the spark may fall down in dry grass. As soon as it falls down in dry grass, there is chance of igniting fire in the dry grass. Satogun, that is satogun. And if the fire spark falls down on the ground, then for some time it looks like fiery, but again it becomes extinguished. that is Rajas. And if the fire sparks falls down in water, immediately finished. Now all fire. So that is the distinction. The Tamagun, Rajagun and Satagun. So those who are in the Tamagun, they are hopeless. They can do something, waste time. But in being in the Tamagun, it's like the spark being in the water. Water and fire, they are two opposite. So if one remains in Tamagun, he has no chance of coming out to become fire again. There is no chance. Therefore, the process is to bring from the Tamagun to Rajagun and from Rajagun to Satagun and then surpass Satagun, that is spiritual platform. This is the way. So, if you stick to the Tamagun principle, then there is no hope of spiritual realization. There is only hope of becoming hogs and dogs like that. Their life is finished. So, those who are trying to come to the platform of spiritual realization, God realization, they must stick to the Satagun principle. Otherwise, it is hopeless. It is not hopeless. Nothing is hopeless. It will take very, very long time. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, you will find the statement, Bhauram janvalamante jnanavanamanga prapandati. After many, many births, when one is actually wise, wise means in the Satagun platform, then he surrenders to Krishna. Then he like the beginning of spiritual life is there and he may finish this course of spiritual understanding even in this life simply by understanding Krishna. Janma karma me dibbam ju janati tattata taptadeham punarjanma naiti vamiti. Everything is there, described. So try to understand Bhagavad Gita very nicely. And even in this life, you can finish your job of spiritual reality, self-realization, and may go back to home, back to God. Thank you. Chaita dharpana marjanam, that is the definition given by Chaitanya. Everything, impurity, impurity, everything is in the heart. If one in impure condition, he is thinking that I have now become pure. That is less good. But in the purity platform, if there is no deity, we are saying, premanjana charita bhakti vilochanena santa sadayu. He sees Krishna everywhere. We should not imitate that. We are in the lower state. Therefore, deity varsi required. Even if there is no temple, you can keep small deity in a small box and open it after taking bath, sitting. You can offer him little vada patram pushpam phalam priyam, little you can offer, little water. Where is the difficulty? Deity varsi. You can worship deity anywhere also. In a small box, you can keep the deity. And after taking bath, you offer something. If you have nothing to offer, offer a little tulsi leaf or any leaf. That Krishna says, patram pushpam phalam tuyam. The real thing is whether you are lover and devotee. Then Krishna will accept anything you offer. It is not you have to cook very sumptuously, very rich food. Then Krishna will offer. Krishna is not after your food. Krishna is after your devotion and faith. That can be created anywhere, if you are actually sincere.
There also is the tradition of, or some question is raised, as to how to actually follow the authority. What is the authority between...
Authority is your spiritual master. You do not know his authority. Why this question is there? If one is initiated, then he accepted the authority. And if he does not follow, then he's taking a spiritual master. He's defying the authority. That's all.
Question also is there the authority of the spiritual master, but via media to the spiritual master, the position of the difference, like we were discussing in the automobile, of Shiksha and Diksha Guru. There is some.
Shiksha and Diksha Guru. Shiksha Guru who instructs against the instruction of spirit, he's not a Shiksha Guru. He's a Dima. Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru means sometimes Diksha Guru is not present always. Therefore, one can take learning instruction from an advanced devotee. That is called the Sikha Guru. Sikha Guru does not mean he is speaking something against the teachings of the Diksha Guru. He is not a Sikha Guru, he is a rascal. Because there is offense. Guru Rabha, first offense is Guru Rabha, Gyan, defying the authority of Guru. That is the first offense. So one is offensive, how can make advance in chanting? You cannot make. Everything is finished in the beginning. Guru Rabha, Gyan. Everything is there. If one is disobeying the spiritual master, he cannot remain in the pure status of life. He cannot be Sikha Guru or anything else. He's finished immediately. Guru Rabagna Sutasat Nindanam Namnat Balad Jasahi. You do not study all these things. You become initiated. There are 10 kinds of offenses. Do you have any regard for these things or not? You must have all these 10 kinds of offenses. The first offense is to disobey the orders of Guru. That is first offense. So if you are offensive, how you can become advanced by chanting? That is also not possible.
She wants to know, actually, that should they just have the chanting without reading your books or without instruction or following?
But that chanting must be pure. Your guru is writing books. If you think there is no necessity of reading books, that is Guru Rabagya. Do you mean to say I am writing these books whole night for selling and making money? What do you think like that? Yes.
She says that how much comment should there be for reading the books? In other words, actually, the situation is that to be proper shiksha means that one must give instruction as the spiritual master is to follow your program. Rising.
That you have already sung. Arna koriya mone asa.
Yes.
Guru mukha padma. What is that? Read.
Arna
koriya mone asa. When I do not think otherwise. Whatever Guru has said, accept it. Finally, arna koriya mone asa. Don't divert from this. This is the instruction. How can divert from the instruction of Guru?
Just read it.
Yes. Read it or not read it, but you have to realize